Right, back live in the studio, Mark Bradshaw here with Stephen Gagan from Gibney's.
Niall.
sorry, that's Stephen Martin. I'm sorry no about that, Niall. I'm looking at it and I'm calling you Stephen.
I was actually delighted you got the name Gagan right. It's been a long time since anyone's pronounced that correctly.
Really? Oh, geez, why, you've been away?
I've been away, yeah.
Where?
In Australia for about 18 years.
How do they pronounce it over there?
They have all sorts of efforts. You know, there's Geohagen, Geohagen. Oh, God.
I can only imagine. A little bit like the Yanks, isn't it?
It's great being home.
Yeah. So you're coming in this morning to talk about Gibney's reviving a sort of a live session gigs with...
Yeah, we're trying to get the room at the back there. There is a sports bar out there. It's been had a number of different uses over the years. And about 25 years or so ago, I was involved with the guys who were actually putting some bands in there. We had bands like Something Happens and Emotional Fish, The Pale, and these kind of guys, Big Geraniums. That was a long time ago. And I know that since I've been away, they've been running a number of different bands there. You've got the regular ones like Wes that runs his Loose Change there on a Sunday night. And you've got Jimmy and John who do the shows there as well on a regular basis. They also have an open mic night on a Monday night, which is a regular thing. And they get a lot of good acts coming down to test themselves out there. But other than that, we haven't had anything formal for quite a while. So what we did recently is, well, it started over a year ago now. Tony Gibney, the owner there, wanted to basically make more use of the room in there and just try and build up his Thursday nights. So I know it's busy there on a Friday and Saturday, but we decided we'd run a group of seasonal shows. So we do every spring, summer, you know, autumn, winter. And we've got Heineken involved. They just help us out with a free drink, etc. like that. So every ticket bought, get your free drink on the night. Just makes it a little bit more of an incentive to come down. But, you know, instead of travelling into town to see bands playing in the usual fantastic venues like Whelan's and Vicar Street and whatnot, we wanted to try and create a little bit of an atmosphere of live music, get it going again in the North County Dublin. So, yeah, we started off, we've mixed it up, basically. The whole idea is, the ethos of it is to either have an original act, or which is like what I call the show, or a tribute act, which is a show of the show. Not so focused on general covers, so it's mainly just, you know, it's the live show that I'm interested in and putting on. So,
when did it start? Has it started already?
Yeah, we did it. We started in September, the end of September the year before. So we've been running over a year now. And during that last year, for example, we've had the original acts we've had there. We've had the four of us played there on the acoustic show. We have Brendan and Declan. They're coming back again soon. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But also Christy Dignam and Joe Jewell from Aslan. We've had them a couple of times come down. We've had The Pale, who made a return show after 25 years. We've had Johnny Fiend from The Horselips, Mark O'Reilly from Cork. It's been great.
Every
season now we're going to do a run of four shows.
How long is a run of four shows?
A run of four shows, yeah. Right. We usually, it's like, for example, this next one coming up, it starts next Thursday the 25th. We're running a series of tribute shows. So, for example, coming up now, we have These Charming Men, who are playing on Thursday, January 24th. That's the Smiths tribute. They've played here before and packed their place out. Fantastic show. These guys played Electric Picnic and everything every year. The following Thursday, then January the 31st, we've got Mac Fleetwood, who are, if people have seen this tribute band, they are just amazing. They're like a six-piece band, and they're just fantastic. They take up the whole stage there. But it's an intimate show, and they play all the hits. And they do the Fleetwood Mac from all eras, even the Peter Green era as well. So there's a section in there when they do the older stuff. And coming up now, we're really looking forward to this one as well, Asia. We've got the Steely Dan tribute, or one for the musicians out there. Fantastic seven-piece band. They're playing Thursday, February the 7th, coming up. And then just to finish off this next run of shows, we have a Valentine's Night special where we're running a show called Amazing, which is the George Michael tribute. And the tickets are selling very, very well for that one as well, so just be aware.
Seven-piece band in I know the venue because I'm there quite regularly myself. That would be a lot of people in that area.
It's cozy, yeah. And we have small capacity. You know, it's only 140, so it is a fairly intimate show. But the whole idea is these bands are coming in who would normally be playing in massive stages around the country. These guys would be playing the Olympia and stuff like that. And people are going, "Oh, what are they doing down here?" You know, it's like they're helping to promote live music in a different area. They understand that, you know, venues are, you know, few and far between these days, and trying to look at somewhere that's trying to promote a new sort of scene for live music. They're doing their bit from that point of view. I'm very grateful for them. Is it
difficult to get bands to go to a small venue like that?
Of course.
That?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you would imagine a lot of bands would be thinking that they would only be viewed as being in a certain area, a certain size of venue and whatnot. But I mean, from my background is like, I remember some of the most fantastic shows we ever had were in the small. I used to book roster about 15 different bands, and some of the venues and the bands themselves used to, when they were small, were the intimate ones with the best gigs.
Well, personally, that's what I like.
Yeah,
I
mean, you're close to it. You're the connection with the crowd, and you know everything is fantastic.
You'd love to see somebody famous with 140 people in a room.
Absolutely, and you'll go away. You'll remember that more than you will stuck in the gods at some theater. Then you'll pay an equivalent price, perhaps, but you don't have the price of getting the expensive taxi fare home and whatnot. You know, you're in the area. It's on the dark. We make sure we finish, you know, just in time to get the last trains home, sort of going north and south. So it's a school night, Thursday night. Yeah. So we try and keep people
gigs in general are very expensive to go to. You know, here's a free gig. You know, it's fine. It's local. It's free. It's not free.
These aren't free. No, this is the point. That's what I'm saying. We charge. It's usually about 15. I mean.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. No. We couldn't afford to put them on for free. That's the whole point. So I mean, the bands they will get paid. I mean, obviously, and they get paid a decent sort of price.
Oh, okay.
But the whole idea is that for them to come in and do a show like this is a great thing for us. You know, for Bill and for the scene, for the community, for building up in that area. No, it's a reasonable price when you think about around €15, €15.
Absolutely.
And you get a free drink with that.
Of course, absolutely.
You're not paying very much for the band, really, at all.
And aside from that, when the season is over, like, do you have, like, as you said, you have open mic? Is that for...
We do. Every Sunday night, Wes's Loose Change is there. They're playing on a Sunday night. And also, said the open mic on a Monday night. They do things on a Thursday night as well. There's a few different things. It just depends. You know, we've got Ditch Cassidy playing shows. There's a few guys who've been playing there for a number of years as well.
If you had an up-and-coming artist, we say, that, like somebody who's trying to break in, that would like to get a little bit of exposure, how would they get on this? Would they ring you and contact...
You can get on to either myself or Wes. You get on to the venue themselves. If you go through the Facebook page and just send us a message.
That's for Monday night.
Yeah, for the Monday night acoustic nights. Wes is organising that. Wes Singleton, and I'll put you onto him, or we'll get a message through to him if you're interested in doing it.
Well, we get a lot of next Tuesday. I'm having a 15-year-old girl coming here now to sing. Fabulous singer,
great.
And she's. It sounds. I've listened to her recording. It'd be an ideal venue for to expose. You know,
absolutely,
get a bit of exposure,
absolutely.
That sort of thing.
And the how it works as well is, like, for example, when the four of us and Christy played last year, we were down on the Monday nights checking out who was playing, and we managed to find a guy who we thought was really good. We put him on a support act for those nights, so he played in front of full houses. Yeah. So that's what to look forward to. Yeah.
So it promotes local.
That was
local
Graham
art.
Mitchell, by the way, really good guitar player, and singer songwriter. Yeah.
So that promotes local artists.
Absolutely,
gives them a bit of a platform to start.
That's exactly what we want to do. You know, is promote local artists. We're trying to get there's another band in the area, Carms. Hopefully, we're going to get them down as well. There's a few acts in the area that we'll try and get on. Of course, we've got the Malahide Festival coming up in the end of July, so we're sort of trying to work out with sort of bands playing their own shows there, maybe doing some outdoor gigs on the festival as well. So we're trying to mix it up. So it's the whole idea is promoting live music in the community, really.
And building a community of entertainment in the
if
area.
If we can, that would be superb.
Keep people local.
We've got some really interesting ones coming up in spring and summer. Just to give you a quick idea, a couple more that have confirmed now for the spring series. We've got the four of us coming back again on the Thursday, the 18th of April. Brendan and Declan, they put on a fantastic show last time.
There's only two of them now.
Well, they call it the four of us now, as still, because they can count the guitars as other two.
They're very good. They're very good. Actually, when they launched their first record,
Songs for the Tempted. Yeah.
This is a long time ago now.
I did
a bold thing. I took my three daughters out of school and we went down to Grafton Street and I videoed them. And I have about an hour of a video at home.
Fantastic.
Of them launching their first record.
Brilliant.
So
when they had Mary and Dragon.
Yeah, because they're still mad about them. I've seen them myself in Galway.
Professional. Yeah. And they're one of the most professional.
It's a great show for two guys. They put on a great show.
Oh, they're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Great singing, great guitar playing. Yeah. It's a great show. It's one I absolutely recommend. And of course, we got another one on the 25th of April, the Frank and Walters. We've got Paul and Rory from the band. They're coming down and doing an acoustic show with us as well, and one to look out for as a long way off. Around the same time as the festival, on the 25th of July, we're going to have Bagatelle coming down. They're in their 40th year playing, but they're very kindly agreed to do a show for us in that during that week. So we're really looking forward to that as well.
Well, that'll be a highlight, won't it?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. Can't wait for that. Yeah, yeah. But we're going to be fitting in other shows as well for this spring and the summer series. So I'll be working on that in the next few weeks.
So you're kept busy and it's
on the side. Yeah,
great stuff. And how do you see the future going? Will you continue to do this season after season, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, we'll play. We'll go through the end of this year, and I think we'll review. We reviewed after last year. And we felt it went well enough to go for a second year. So it really depends on what bands are out there and what we can get going, and the support of the community. So come on down and help us out. And if the more people who come down to the shows, the more keen we are to put some more shows on. So
well, with acts like that, I don't see you having a problem getting people in, do you?
Yeah, well, this is it. It's trying to get the acts, trying to get the people. It's the balance, sort of something, when they both work in tandem, that's the beautiful thing.
I find there's gigs here I'd like to go to, but I mean, everything is €200, everything is like, I'd like to see Elbow, they're coming here.
Yeah.
But it's
like
€200, I know that's the only way to make the money. At the moment,
of course, they don't make much money on.
They're not making any anywhere else, so they're making it there. Yeah.
Well, this is it.
Yeah. So, have we covered everything? Do you think?
Everything that you need from me, but let's just let you know what's coming up. And thank you so much for inviting me down.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Yeah, and I'll see you Tuesday night.
All right, Mark. Thursday nights. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye bye. Thanks. Okay, now I'm going to go back to a piece of music now, and it's Andrew Gold. Can't get used to losing you.